obvious coming to pirate. I remember when they were introducing us, you know, some of the players, they said, how are they going to help us, these guys, you know, getting put by, you know, the fence, not easy. And one of the players, he asked, who's this Spoke Ben sitting on my seat? I'm like, yo.
Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.
I am happy to be joined by a legend of the local game, a former Orlando Pirates captain and arguably the most successful 1-2. Winning the treble is no easy task, let alone captaining a side to do it twice. Over 300 appearances for the Buccaneers and 14 goals, I am of course talking about Lucky Lekgwaati. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
You know what? I can't complain. I'm super, super good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you start things off by explaining to us how your love for football transpired? How old were you when you thought that playing football is exactly what you wanted to do?
You know what? I think I was 8 years old. Yeah. I used to go with my uncle, you know, and you know, I was young. I used to fetch the balls. Whenever they kick the ball outside, I used to go fetch the ball. So one day they were short, then he said to me, no, I must play with them. Then, I played with them. Well, even if I was young, you know, I played with them. Then he said, no, I must train, you know, the unders. That time they were like under 10, under 12. So he said, no, I must join the under 10. So I joined the under 10. And, you know, it's where I saw that, you know what, I'm good because of I was a striker and I was banking goals, you know.
Mm. And did you go to an academy in your early days?
My early days, I didn't go to academy. You know, I grew up in a rural area where we used to play, you know, a betting site where you'll always, you know, bet. Then at the age of 15, 16, we moved and, you know, we moved to Shashangube where it's a location and it's where I started to play, you know, a league where there was like, you know, under 14 and under 16 playing the league. Then after that, they'll promote me to under 16. And yeah, and it happened. We were playing against my uncle's team. And then, you know, I scored them 2 goals. Mm. And they told my uncle that, you know what, please, he must approach me to come join, you know, their team. And he said to me, I must come there, join their team. And I refused. Then he said, I'm going to buy you soccer boots. I agreed. I said, no problem. I'll come to your team. And the sad part is that, you know, joining the team, my uncle was a striker and I was a striker. You know, I had to put him on the bench because of obviously I was painting goals. And yeah, that's the sad part of the story.
And how did you eventually end up joining Ria Stars?
My parents, they didn't know that I know how to play soccer. Mm. So one day they invited them. They came and they came with my father's friend. And that day I scored 2 goals. And my father's friend, after the game, asked me if I can play with against the likes of Neil Tovey, you know, Dr. Kumalo, okay. Tebo Moloi, and Helmut Mokelele. And I'm like, I don't know. Said, no, because I want you to go to Ria Stars. And it was after completing my matric.
Okay.
You know? And he said, no, I must go for trials at Ria Stars. And he said, Sunday they were playing. Yeah, it was Sunday. He said, Sunday they are playing against Mamelodi Sundowns at HMPT, which is Mamelodi, in Mamelodi. So he said, I must go there. And after the game, I must leave with them to Makhwele Ring, which is now it's Mokopane. Mm. And yeah. I remember getting inside the bus. It was a Kumbi, and one of the players, he asked, who's this Spoke Ben, you know, sitting on my seat? I'm like, yo. And one of the guys said to me, you know what, I don't worry, come sit next to me. I went sit next to him. Then, yeah, going to my Mahwelering, and after the staying with the chairman. And I remember the coach was Coach Shabat Morape. And I was a striker. He called me one day and said to me, you know what, you have a small frame of a body, you know, to play a striker. I'm going to move you play as a wing. I said, no problem. And he said, I need extra training. And that time there was no this, you know, like Virgin Active, whatever. Where I used to stay, there was a mountain. I used to climb the mountain. And after 2 weeks, the coach called me and said, why? You know, he used to call me, Sunny, come here. why it is nowadays you are becoming like, you know, strong. And I said to him, you know what, after each and every training, there's a mountain there where I stay. I you know, I go and run there. Then he said to me, you know what, continue running. We're going to sign you. Then after some few weeks, then after they signed me, and I played one. I played only two games. Yeah, two games, and we got relegated. You know, by first game, I didn't touch the ball, and you know, people they start like teasing me, calling me no touch. You know, and that thing was not sitting me well. You know, calling me not no touch. Yeah, at least second game, at least I had two shots on goal, and the team got relegated. It went to the first division, and I went with it to first division. I was a regular. Mm. I remember our first game, we were playing against Tembisa Classic, and we didn't have a right back. Coach Mario Sakala, and he said to me, no, I must play right back. Hey, oh, I refused. I said, no, coach, I can't play right back. And he said to me, you know, to play right back and to play wing back is the same, you know. It's just right back, you're going to overlap, come back, and you know, mark. Then after they agreed, I scored. We won 1-0. And after that, next game, he said, no, I must play defense again. And yeah. I played defense again. So that's where I started, you know, to become a defender.
Okay. So from Rio Stars, if I'm not mistaken, you headed over to Orlando Pirates. You signed for the Buccaneers. What did this move mean to you? How did it come about?
From Red Rovers, I went to Rio Stars.
Okay.
You know, Chigo, Mr. Chigo Swala, he used to be the chairman. The chairman or the shareholder at the Malden Rovers, and he left Rio Stars. Then after that, he called me, said, no, I must come join Rio Stars. Then I agreed. I went join Rio Stars, and I remember they were in the first division, and I helped them to, you know, to get promoted to the PSL.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after Rio, you then went to, so from Rio, you went to Orlando Pirates, correct?
Yeah. After Rio Stars, it's where I went to Orlando Pirates.
Okay. And what did that move mean to you? How did it come about?
For me, I was happy. And I remember after getting the breaking news, I called my parents. They didn't believe, you know, because there were 18 teams, you know, in the league. So they wanted to buy out two teams. Mm. And it was Rio Stars and Free State Stars. Then they call us one by one, you know, Chigo and Mr. Rialo Dwaba. And, you know, they were saying to the players, and, you know, you must go there. Then they said, Lucky next. Then after that, they said, Lucky tomorrow, 7 o'clock, you must be at Orlando Pirate Office. You know, I'm like, are you kidding, Mama? Bob, are you kidding, Mr. Chigo? Then he said, no, we're not kidding. Tomorrow I'm going to meet Dr. Evan Cause. I'm like, there's no way. They said, no, we are serious. So they asked me that, you know, if there's a player that I believe that he can come with me or go with me to Orlando Pirate, then I said, no, Abednego Noshode, you know, because of obviously Abednego Noshode is my friend, my homeboy. And I had believed on him that, you know what, if we go together, things are going to be simple for me. Then 5 o'clock we left Mahwelerenga. They said to me, I must take all my things. Then I took all my things and came to Joburg, meet with the chairman. I remember they said 7 o'clock. The chairman came around opposite 7 in the evening.
Okay.
Seven, we waited the whole day at the office. chairman. He came around 7 o'clock in the evening. Then after that, when he came, he said, you know what? I'll see you tomorrow. Here's the money. Go and book somewhere. You know, there's around Joburg hotel, a hotel. Then we'll come and see him in the morning. Then, yeah, we went to book at the hotel. I remember my friend, he used to drive, Conquest. I used to drive, you know, golf. Mm. We didn't sleep that day because of, like, you know, knowing the story of Johannesburg that people they can steal. Then I said to him, you know what, you are going to sleep for 2 hours. Then I'm going to wash the car. Then after that, after 2 hours, you wake up and wash the car. Then I sleep 2 hours until in the morning. Mm. Then in the morning, we woke up. Then we went and meet with the chairman. Then he gave us a 3-year contract.
Well, that long wait was obviously worth it because, as you just said, you got a 3-year contract and you signed with Pirates. Talk us through your Buccaneers debut. What was that day like for you?
My first game for Pirate, yo, it was, you know, one of the best games ever because of we won 5-0 against Swallows. It was top eight. That time they were call it like APSA top eight.
Yes.
And it was a new team. You know, most of the guys there, the older guys, it was only William Okwara, Mabizela, all John, Benedict Figueres. The rest knew. And Leslie Manyatela, but the rest we were new. It was, you know, it was so surprising to see a new team, you know, beating a team in a cup game 5-0. And yeah, we played well. And I remember I was wearing number 31. And after the game, people were asking, "Hey, what's the name of that number 31? What's the name of that number 31?" You know, and that day I had fun and I really enjoyed because of we played well as a team. And yeah, even the coach was so happy, the chairman was so very happy. Yo, I remember my first dive against Kaizer Chiefs, and you know what? Let me take this opportunity to thank my former captain, Mabizela Olchot, because of we used to play center back. We used to play center back together. And you know, he said to me, you mustn't change the style of play. You know, the only thing that you must do, your first touch must be right, because of if your first touch can be wrong, the supporters are going to boo you. And yeah, my first touch was, you know, right, starting to get in the game, the supporters, they were starting like cheering us. And it was, you know, for me it was a good experience, you know, playing my first derby, and I played so very well. I even created a penalty, and yeah, I was so happy, you know, that, you know, I played well with my first derby. And obviously the supporters, they started like knowing, like Ilekwati, you know, jersey number 114, because of we used to wear three numbers as we were celebrating 65th anniversary. So people will start like knowing about like Ilekwati. And yeah, I think that is one of the game that, you know, I've made my name.
Well, Lucky, you were eventually handed over the armband and took over as captain for the Buccaneers, and you were arguably Orlando Pirates' most successful captain. You captained the Buccaneers to 6 major trophies in 2 seasons between 2010 and 2012, and making Pirates the only double treble winning champion since the formation of the PSL. What do you think Pirates need to do to get back to these treble winning ways?
You know what? It was not easy. It was not easy. And if you look at our team, it was youngsters. It was the combination of youngsters and experienced, you know, players, which is it was easy for us, you know, because of like for me, I used to motivate, you know, each player, you know, everyone that. All of us were the captains. You know, we must lead by an example.
Of course.
Because of like now you give someone responsibility and say you are the captain. So I used to tell them everyone is a captain in the team, is allowed to talk. But obviously the final say must come from, you know, the guy who wears the armband. And yeah. And you know, sometimes as senior players, we had, I don't know what you call it, like only senior players. Whenever we have a problem with a player or a youngster, we'll call him, you know, and call him to order. So it was easy, you know, to lead the team because of I was not the only leader. There were like, you know, leaders like Monib Joseph, like Benson Mutongo was there, template. And for me, you know, it was easy to lead the team. Same like double triple. The chairman brought Benny McCarthy. He brought Sia Sangwene. It was worse now. Because of, for me to control the team, it was especially from the back. Monib, Sia, myself. In the middle, we had Benson. And then up front, you know, we had Benny McCarthy. So it was easy, you know, to control the team. And the coach, he used to give us, you know, freedom. He'll coach and, you know, he'll announce the team. Then after that, he'll say, "Lucky, Benny, you are the coaches." And obviously, you know, if the coach give you that freedom, you know, that you know what, you are the coach. Inside the field, you'll be the coach, you know. We're taking over as coaches. The coach will just, you know, talk, and but inside the field, it was us, you know, who were coaching the team, motivating the players, you know, telling them if the player is not playing well, we'll tell him and say, you know what, we'll substitute you. And they know even them that because of it's coming from the coach, you know. And I think now you need players that, you know, the team of experienced players, you know, youngster and older players. And older players, they must play their role. Like now, I used to tell people that, you know what, the older players or the senior players that are at Pirate, they don't play their role as senior players, you know. when the youngster is doing the wrong thing or someone doing the wrong thing, you are scared to tell him. Whereas you see it's 2v1, the player must pass another player to score, he'll try to score. Go and tell him, you know, that no, next time when the ball comes, when the other player is free, pass him, you know. And I think like things like that, you need, you know, a senior plus that will make sure that, you know, they control the team. Because if the coach, he can't coach and you know, he can't do everything. So a senior plus, there's roles that you must play.
Would you like to be keen to be a part of a project for Orlando Pirates to get back to treble winning ways? If they approached you, what would your response be?
You know what? I was born a Buccaneer. I'll die a Buccaneer. I always tell people that, you know what? I'm black. My blood is red and my bones are white. Whenever I get the opportunity, you know what, to be called to the team, you know, I'll go, you know, and help it and work for the team, help the team again. You know, people, they used to ask me why I was always giving 150% when I play tight inside the field. And I always tell them that, you know what, I was born a Buccaneer. You know, I play for Pirate. I support and play for Pirate, you know. So it was easy for me, you know, to play for the team. So even now, if they can ask me, Lucky, come and help the team, you know, I'll go with my eyes closed because of, like, you know, I would love, you know, to help the team, especially with the experience of, you know, spending 14 years with the team, you know, knowing the team and knowing the culture of the team. And yeah, and it's going to be good because of last time, 2 months back, I was invited to speak to a multi-choice disky team. And a month back, I was invited, you know, to have a lunch with the new guys. That's to share them my experience with them, and yeah, just to welcome them, you know, and to share my experience and tell them the importance of, you know, playing for Orlando Pirates.
That's fantastic to hear. So let's move on to 2002, I believe it was, when you got your national team call up. What was the day before Bafana Bafana like for you? How did you get told that you were going to represent the country?
You know what? Let me tell you, I remember when they were announcing the team. They announced the team that is going to play a friendly in Arabian country. I'm not sure where. Country, but I'm not sure where. I was not in the team. And I got a call from the chairman, you know, telling me that, no, you mustn't worry. I must continue working hard because of this, you know, a friendly game that is coming, you know, soon. Bafana Bafana against Senegal. And, you know, when I was just, you know, waiting, I got a call up. Bafana Bafana, they are going to play against Senegal. Hey, I was so excited. And I was like, you know what? The chairman told me the truth, that, you know what, I must just continue working hard. And I remember I was in the starting lineup, you know, playing right back. And the coach didn't know that I can play right back because of his assistant. He coached me before at the Rastas, where I used to play right back.
Okay, I see.
After the game, he came to me and said, you know what, I didn't know that you can play right back like this. Like, you know, but Styles told me, he said, you know what, you were the best right back at Real Stars. And yeah, I played well, played against players like George Fadiha, you know, the whole 90 minutes. I closed him the whole 90 minutes, players like, you know, Alhaji Diouf. And yeah, for me, it was a good experience. And the coach said, you know what, after the game, he said to me, you know what, you are my man of the match and you must continue the same. Even the next call-up, play the way you play today.
Speaking of Bafana, what do you make of the current state of affairs in the Bafana Bafana camp?
You know what, for me, I think it's good, you know, to call players according to their performance. Because of, like, now before, with our time, they used to call the players because of you play for Pirates, you play for Chiefs, you play for whatever, even if you don't deserve to be national team. But now they call the players according to, you know, their performance of the teams. And I think it's a motivation to other players, you know, to play well or to work hard and say, you know what, even me, I wanna, you know, get a call up to represent my country. And so far, so good. I think they're doing very well. Just we need that winning combination, you know, because of playing for Bafana Bafana, you only meet this week, only for a week. Then after that, you play a game. But if you can meet maybe for 3 weeks, the coach can work 3 weeks with the players. for me, I have confidence that, though, you know, they can do well.
Growing up in your younger days of being a young baller, was there a particular player who you idolized?
You know, I used to admire Bazuka, the Nick Bazuka Sishweni, because of, you know, he was from our hometown, which is, you know, Mabopane Shanguve or Tswane. And yeah, the way he used to play, the way he used to work hard, you know, he used to admire me. And I was looking after him and say, I so wish one day, you know, I can be like him. Not to play for another pilot, but like him. But unfortunately, it happened that, you know what, yes, I worked out like him. Then after that, I joined Orlando Pirates. Then, you know, he used to be one of the best captains of Orlando Pirates. And, you know, came up from the same Kasi and, you know, break his record. And, yeah, for me, yeah, I used to admire Nick Bazuka Sishwe.
Amazing, amazing. Now, Lucky, what would you say has been the toughest part of your journey in being a professional athlete?
My toughest, you know, I think getting put by, you know, the fans, not easy, knowing that you are going to play, supporters, they're going to boo you. And yeah, hey, that was the toughest moment. And again, you know, injuries, you know, when there's where I got injured, representing Bafana Bafana in Burundi. And the sad part is that it was the last game of the qualification, you know, knowing that after winning this game, we're going to play, you know, a AFCON. I got injured and I remember in the flight, you know, I was feeling pain and they said, no, I must go for a scan. Then we landed, I think on Sunday, Monday, I went for a scan. The doctor said to me, I must go for operation and I'll stay a year or 12 months without touching a ball. Oof. You know, and knowing that after 3 months we'll play in AFCON, you know, taking the team to African Nations Cup. And I played all the games, you know, for the qualification. It was sad, and that would have my first, you know, AFCON. And yeah, it was, for me, it was so hurting and sad. But, you know, having people like Mamaria Dwaba, you know, calling me and, you know, like even the chairman, you know, even the chairman called me. Then he said, no, Amazin Noir is part of football and it will pass, you know, and I must wait for another chance. Maybe it was not my, you know, it was not my time or my chance to play. And yeah, I had faith. And after that, I bounced back, you know, and yeah.
Of course. And now, Lucky, becoming a professional athlete is no easy task. There has to have been a lot of hard work, and I'm sure you've had to overcome many struggles and challenges, not to mention countless sacrifices. What have been some of the biggest sacrifices you've had to make during your time being involved in football?
Yo, when I went for trials, you know, that was my first experience of getting inside the Pukumbi, someone and come and say, who is this Pogba sitting, you know, on my seat? And yeah, I was like, yo, I now is going to be deaf. Now people are calling me Pogba, you know. And yeah, going and again going trial for 8 months. I wanted to come back home, you know, like just, you know, like not been signed and just training with the guys. And sometimes a guy will shoot the ball, it will go outside, then he'll say, give me that ball, go and fetch that one. And I'm like, I'm going back home. And those are some of the challenges, you know, that I faced as the youngster. And obvious, you know, obvious coming to Pirate. I remember when they were introducing us, you know, some of the players, they said, how are they going to help us, these guys, you know? And I'm like, yo, these guys, they're saying, how are we going to help them? And yeah, those are some of the challenges, you know, especially like, you know, treatment, bad treatment, you know, from, you know, other players. And yeah, for me, I think those are, you know, those are the challenges that I faced. And other ones, you know, obvious injuries, you know, getting injured and after they're not playing for a year, watching your team, whereas the team is not doing well and, you know, missing opportunity of going to, you know, to AFCON or, yeah, they are like, you know, too many challenges.
Well, you've done very well to overcome them, Lucky. And let me ask you this here. What are your goals for the future? Are there any aspirations? What is going on? What is next for you, Lucky?
Next for me, you know what, like now I'm planning to have my own academy. You know, there's a coach that I wanna open academy team. And obvious, you know, I don't have experience. And for me, you know, to master something, you need someone who has experience, who's going to learn from him, you know. So he advised me. Then he said, "Do it. I'm going to work with you. Then after that, you can have your own. But I'm going to start with, you know, that person. And after that, I'll learn. Then after that, you know, I'll have my own." And obviously, he encouraged me that I didn't want to be a coach or become a coach. But he encouraged, because of, you know, for me, the experience of football politics. So I said, you know, I don't want to become a coach unless I can become, you know, something else. But he said to me, I mustn't be selfish, because of, he used to invite me to his academy, you know, coach the youngsters. And, you know, the youngsters, you know, coached by Lakilekwadi, they'll go and tell their parents that, yo, mama, guess who was coaching me? Lakilekwadi. Parents, the next day, they'll come, you know, to see, is it true? You know, I will come ask for a picture. So, my son was so happy. Yesterday, when he got home, he said, "Yo, mama, I was coaching by, you know, papa, mama was coaching by like Lakilekwadi." And yeah, and for me, you know, I said, yes, let me not be, you know, I'll be selfish. Let me give back to, you know, to the community, to the youngsters, share them with my experience. And I think this is the thing that motivated me, you know, to have my own academy. And, you know, I want to go for to get a coaching license, you know, so that I can, yeah. So, and thanks to Augusto Palacios.
And lastly, what piece of advice do you have for any youngster out there who wants to become the next Lakilekwadi?
You know me, first thing, patient. Patient is the key, because of like what happened to me going to Real Stars, you know, stayed 8 months, you know, waiting to be signed, you know. And thanks to my parents, because they said, you know, don't come back home. You must just have patience.
Okay.
Have patience. Yeah. Then after that, I had patience. Then after that, they signed me. And next, obvious, you know, discipline. Without, you know, you can have talent, you can have whatever, but if you don't have discipline, it happened to too many players that they have, you know, football, you know, they have skill, they have everything, but discipline, they failed. They retired at the early age. And again, you know, dedication. Lastly, okay, next, hard work. In football, if you are not a hard worker, you just depend on your skills. You'll never make it.
Of course.
And lastly, respect.
That's a big one.
You know, when you respect, from the elders, the younger ones, everyone, it's where you get the blessing. You know, people, they always ask me, Lakilekwadi, tell us, how did you come, you win this treble? I'm saying, you know what, I count all the things. And lastly, I always tell them respect, because of when you respect people, they always wish good things for you.
Of course. Absolutely.
So that's why I used to reply, like, now I always motivate the players that they must respect the supporters. You know, taking their last money, go to the stadium to watch them. When you get there inside the field, you go there and play for yourself. Go there and play for them. The poor supporter, he has the money, you know, at the next door. When he comes, they want that 20 rand that he borrowed, you know. So, yeah, I think, you know, even respect is the key.
Very, very well said. Lucky, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We are all extremely grateful for your time. Thank you for the wise words, and we look forward to chatting to you again.
Thank you so very much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Big questions, even bigger guests. This is The Big Interview.